So always remember to meditate is very simple because we are trained, we are going to train ourselves to develop this inner awareness, which is the sati that is needed for you to silence your mind. Like yesterday, sister, I think Tracy, luckily she asked, because she knew a lot of the Dhamma term, she's not familiar. And when you are not familiar, first time you listen, you cannot get the instruction right or the meaning right. You know, these are terms that are very new. So according to Lord Buddha, mental hindrance arise because you lack the spiritual faculty, the opposite. So when you are not familiar with the term, it's very difficult to develop understanding. That's why initially you have to listen, then you have to investigate, then find out, then try to develop the understanding. But once you understand, the five mental hindrances will become a part of you, where you will understand, you see them in you throughout the day. Like I explained, every moment of sense experience, you don't believe your mind, you stir your mind, understand? You have your views, opinion, conditioning, belief system, habitual tendency. So all this will condition you to react to what you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you taste, what you tactile feel and think. So sometimes when you are not mindful, you don't understand what is going on in you. But when you are being told and reminded, then you develop the ability to be aware of all this, then you become different, you become sensitive. Then you check, right? You come to realize every moment of sense experience, your like and dislike, pleasant, unpleasant reaction to sense experience and the stirring of the mind is happening so often. You don't believe me, when you taste something, straight away you got preference and all those things. But later on, when you have the understanding and the spiritual faculty, you don't do all those things anymore. Even like the taste bud or what. Sometimes I remember I taste the coffee my wife made one time. She forgot to put sugar. So I just laugh and said, then of course, I need to let her know. I say, can you try and taste the coffee? And then she realized she forgot sugar. But for us, when you have the spiritual faculty and understanding, you will not react, you will not stir. The reality is, when the coffee is made without sugar, it is going to be like that. But of course, in life, we can have certain preference because of our conditioning. So sometimes you prefer certain food, certain taste or what, and everyone is unique. So that one, you can make decision. If this is not suitable for you, then you can make the decision to maybe order another one or change into something. Or next time, yeah, make sure you get the right one. That's why sometimes we go out and buy this 2-in-1 coffee or one. We try. So if we get the correct one, we will look for it. Otherwise, we will try the new one. So when you are mindful, aware, and you have this sensitivity, then you become different. Then you realize when the spiritual faculty is there, your mental hindrance no more. When your senses are in operation during engagement in life, this sixth sense door, you have to mindfully observe, because the habitual tendency, the reactive activity and movement, your preference, your like and dislike. So this one, you need to develop understanding through yoniso manasikara, means you contemplate and reflect. Why did I stir? How come I got this movement all this time? is because you cannot be mindful on the sadha. But when you have the spiritual faculty of sadha, sati, then, sadha, virya, then your sati arises. Then you can stabilize it. When you can stabilize it, your mind becomes different, collected, unwavering. That's why at the moment of sense experience, you don't feel excited or what yourself. You can just be aware. Then you can make a decision. Yeah? You want to like develop the ability to actually live. Then you can be with the moment, with that sense experience. Then you are fully present. Yeah. But sometimes in life, you cannot be all the time standing there to develop all this, because you have to live life. So to live life is to aware and move, aware and move, understand? Unless that sense experience, like I remember last time, I went to Pasar Malam. You know lah, Pasar Malam, a lot of very nice, fragrant food all. And because at that time, my mindfulness was very stable. As I walk, when I was near the Pasar Malam, wow, all this nice flavor all come. But, okay, understand? I can actually, I don't like to use the word enjoy. You feel good, understand? You can smell it, smell. Because you have the understanding. Then after that, I passed by the Waisekai, where the drain, you know, still dirty, the smell and all things. So when I pass by, I pick up that smell. There is no aversion, nothing. Then I just smile. This is the reality. Like I always say, you got two choices. React to it and develop aversion or misery. That's enough. Then you try to run away or avoid. No need. The reality is, when you are nearby, when there is condition for you to smell, you will smell. That is the reality. When you smell, why should you react? That's enough. You accept the reality, as long as condition arise, this smell, the consciousness that is able to be conscious of it, will be there. That's why I just smile, then I continue to walk. So next time, if I want to avoid that smell, I just avoid it, and that's how I just walk. That's why in the teaching, they call it the Sabba Asava Sutta. There are a lot of what they call suggestion by the Buddha. Some you have to endure. Some of this, whatever sense experience. Then some you have to avoid. Understand? Then some you have to develop the Dhamma, the Unisoma Manasikara, to be able to have the understanding to confront them. So all this, when you have the spiritual faculty, when your mind is trained, you will know what to do. Then you already different. Yeah, your mind doesn't behave like last time, heedlessly reacting, stirring. Then you got more and more what they call attention. Attention. Aware. Mental hindrance no more. So what happened to your mind? Your mind is more stable, isn't it? Then you start to realize you didn't stir, you didn't create mental proliferation. Then you got more and more peace. This peace will translate into space between thought. Then most of the time, you aware, then no thought. Aware, no thought. Perceive, no thought. All the things that happen, you are most of the time aware, peaceful and calm. And how can you maintain that? Because your mind is in sati, as a specific phenomenal awareness. You can be aware, but that awareness and the phenomenon is one. You want to know, you can know. You don't want to know, you just aware, continue to move. Understand? Then later on, when you are like waiting or what, you stand alone, you can silent and develop spacious awareness. Without a center. So you can try all this, you can develop all this understanding. It's because you already heedful, mindful. You're no longer like normal people. Normal people very heedless. They think a lot, they worry a lot, and their thought process proliferate non-stop. The reactions, the ring of mind. So when you experience the heedful living, you straight away will know how to choose. The other heedless way is very, very tormenting. That's not. That type of mind is full of suffering, misery, and you're hardly aware. And all your mind state from memory, you're acting from memory, then all this rubbish come up, condition you. That's why they feel stressful, heedless. When things go their way, maybe they're happy for a while, and so, but they still very, very heedless. The thought process, the thinking. That's why when they sit down and meditate, like Sister Tracy realized, cannot silence out. All this coming out. Why they come out? Well, there is the brain up here. Thought is respond to memory. And when this memory arises, means you recall them, what happened? It can trigger off fear, worry, anxiety, or like unfinished activity, unresolved life issue. So this one trigger off worry, anxiety. Oh, I haven't done this. My children how? Oh, I haven't finished the assignment that my boss gave me. So all these, they just come up. And the worst is, when you have the first noble truth reality haunting you, you don't believe me, you go and try. Later on, if you got first noble truth haunting you or make you worry, anxiety, like health problem, or you are concerned with your career, financial problem, you're scared. The fear arrives, you're scared you will lose your job. You're scared this disease becomes something very serious. Then fear of separation and honesty. Then whatever that you cannot resolve in life. You try to seek, cannot. That attachment, that worry, that anxiety, that thought keep on haunting you on. Then you just give up. That is how you come to understand why this thought. Why not other thought? Then you realize all this thought that you arise is what you have accumulated, and you have even what they call the fear, the worry, the anxiety, the all this what they call mind state that you have actually developed through heedless thinking, delusion. They will become like phobia, nasana, or fear, or worry, or anxiety, or sometimes you have doubt. So these are mental hindrances. They are all there. Then you are not peaceful. Then throughout the day, you are being haunted by all these wrong thoughts, agitated thoughts. You think not tired, non-stop thinking, no? Tired, no? But when you are mindful, aware, you can just relax and take a rest. You want to sleep, you sleep. You don't want to sleep, you maintain awareness. Oh, your energy is conserved. You recuperate. So life becomes very beautiful. You want to work, you work. You work mindfully, you are very efficient. You can ask Fu Cheng Liao, or those who have mindfulness. Even Alicia, no. When you are mindful, aware, you do think very efficient. Because you don't think, you don't worry. You just fully aware, going about doing your thing. I remember that time I was working in a university. I got a lot of duty. I got a lot of stuff, a lot of responsibility. But then, because I have this ability to be mindful, to be aware, then I realized I become very systematic. I become very efficient. I got no fear, no worry. I don't project my thought. I just attend to all the things that I need to attend to. Then I give priority. So sometimes when my brain transforms, I realize I cannot try to remember things. Then I take out a notebook, I write them down. Then which one I finish already, I take. Finish already, take. And sometimes important meeting or what, I write it down. So I don't have to commit to memory, understand? So that I look at it, I will know. Then later on, very funny, you know, once you start to do this, you don't burden your memory. No need to look at that sheet of paper or that notebook also. When the time comes for that meeting or what, it will come and let you recollect. Because you are really aware and look at it. You look at it with awareness. It's very different from trying to remember. Because when you are aware of what you are reading, that one all in one. Understand? It's just like when you are aware of how you hold this handphone, then how you put it down, because you are not lost in thought when you are doing all this activity, then you move on, mindful. Then later on, you can recollect now. Yeah, just now when I was about to arise, I remember I took this handphone, then I put it in my pocket. Yeah, when you put it in your pocket, you're fully aware. Then you know the phone is there, understand now? Or you didn't move your hand to take this phone and you just go, then you also know it's back there. Understand? Yeah? All this, when you do, you are aware. When you are aware, you can recollect. Understand? So mindfulness has nothing to do with absent-mindedness. Understand? Nothing to do with that. But heedlessness has a lot to do with absent-mindedness. Understand? Because when you are doing all this activity, you are heedless. You are not heedful. You are not mindful. You are not aware. So you cannot remember. You are like absent-minded. You just know where I put my phone. Where I put my purse. Then where is my car key? Because all this will happen. Because when you come home, it's like very mechanical. How you off your car engine also you don't know. How you come out of your car movement, all activity you don't know. And how you enter your house also you don't know. Most of the time you hold the key, like very mechanical, repetitive. So you open, you think. The thinking is all the way, proliferating. But what you are doing is, all these are habitual activity and so on. So it becomes like mechanical. You just do without you knowing. Because you are hardly aware. So to develop mindfulness is to determine to be aware every moment, every instant, every activity you do. Be mindful, be aware. Then the mind will enter sati. Then you become very different. Can understand? Yes. Good. Yes.